In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to talk about Louisa and the breath of the divine will. This is the prayer of the church. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle them the fire of your love. This is the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated, and then you will renew the face of the earth. So what we have today is what Jesus tells Louisa of what's coming. One of the reasons in the divine will we're so filled with peace, joy, and happiness is Jesus gives us a glimpse of what's coming, and it's so beautiful, it's so holy. So when we read Louisa, Louisa's hearing Jesus speak in divine terms. She's seeing divinity. You know, she's entered into this life. And what is so amazing is that our Lord wants us to begin to understand what this means, okay? So Louisa is using human terms, and sometimes people don't understand, why is Louisa saying this, why is she saying that? It's the only way she can explain this divine reality. So as we begin, in Volume 6, 1904, I tell you that it is the breath of the Holy Spirit which blowing continuously into you, Louisa, this is Jesus speaking, keeps you always ignited and consumes you for love of Him. So here's this, Jesus is saying you're ignited and you're consumed, you're being consumed. This fire from heaven is coming. Now, Jesus shows us through many of His saints the Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth. The Holy Spirit is going to consume the world in love. And a lot of people are terrified of what this means because they do not understand that if they are with Jesus Christ, if they are with our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, what happens at that point is it's a new beginning for all the world. It's the fire of God's love. If you're away from Jesus, it's going to be like running through a burning house, Scripture says. Because all your life, you've avoided the love of God. And now as it presents itself to you, it is terrifying. Remember the Israelites, they heard God in the thunder. They saw God in the lightning. And they were terrified. And when Moses said, don't come up the mountain. God, the Father only wants me. God only wants Moses. A lot of the people were very, very terrified. And you see it also in the miracle of the sun at Fatima. There's three types of people, who experienced, the miracle at Fatima, and the first who were in ecstasy, basically, you could see it on their faces, and with the photographs, they were smiling. Why were they smiling? Why were they happy? Well, they were the souls, they say, went to daily Mass. And then there were the souls who knelt down and looking at God going, oh my God, you are so powerful, you are so magnificent. They were the ones that went to Sunday Mass. And then there were the ones who fell on the ground in terror and fear, thinking they were going to die. And they were the souls who didn't go to Holy Mass. See, what happens is you get closer to God, you fall more in love with God. The more that you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, loving God, worshiping Him, what happens at that point is you feel you're in love. You are more in love with God, and you can't wait to see our Eucharistic Lord. It's the same thing here. I tell you, Jesus says to Louisa, it's the breath of the Holy Spirit which blowing continuously into you, Louisa, keeps you always ignited and consumed for what? for the love of God. So this is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to enter into this abundant life. He's asking us to begin to breathe in the Holy Spirit. As God breathed into Adam, the Ruah, the breath of God, Adam, what came out of that dust was the image and likeness of God. That's what God wants to do with us. He has redeemed us. Our Lady came with Christ to co-redeem with us with Christ. And now it's a new beginning. A new beginning is happening. So as we learn to pray the rounds of the divine will, as we enter into this gift of the divine will, what happens is you begin to breathe. Every time you breathe, come Holy Spirit, breathe in my breathing. Come Lord Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Fill me with that Ruah of God, that breath of God. You know, bring about in me what you breathed into Adam, the image and likeness of God. This is what God is looking for. So we go to volume 7, 8, 1906. At other times, Louisa says, I find myself outside of myself and I see myself all fire. Okay, again, consumed, ignited. I see the light which is about to take off from this fire, and our Lord blowing his breath into that light, and the light rises and begins its way towards the mouth of Jesus, and with his breath, Jesus rejects it and attracts it. He breathes in and he breathes out. He enlarges it and makes it more shining. The poor light wiggles about and makes every effort, for it wants to go into God's mouth. It wants to enter into divinity, this light. And so, Louisa says, it also seems to me that the Lord comes and wants to review everything that he himself has given me. Okay, so we look at our life. What does Jesus give us? He gave us baptism in the Holy Church. This is God's image. Okay, God wants to see in us his image. And then he looks at us. What has he given to us? He's given us his blessed mother. Is she really the mother of God? Do we wear the scapular? Do we pray the rosary? He wants to see what we're doing. We have the sacraments and sacramentals. Do we, you know, attend Holy Mass often? Do we receive Holy Eucharist? Do we go to confession? Have we made the sacrament of confirmation? Are these gifts, these sacraments in us, filling us with divine light, divine life, divine love? Louisa says, Jesus wants to review everything that he himself has given to us. Let's look at the sacramentals. Do we use holy water? Do we use exercise holy water? Do we use exercise salt? Do we use exercise oil? Do we use the sacramentals of the church? Do we wear the cross? Do we have the cross in our homes? Do we have a holy water font in our homes? When we come in, do we bless ourselves, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? God wants to see who he is in our life. And where is the Holy Church in our life? He says this, Louisa says this, whether everything is orderly, everything is clean of dust, clean of dirt, clean of filth. Do we keep our lives focused on God? Now, you know, in today's society, you know, with television, with radio, with movies, with the internet, our eyes should be focused on Jesus. We should discipline ourselves, you know, to look at holy things, listen to holy things, follow our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. All the heresies of the church are coming against the church right now. Every heresy that's ever been in the church is now, it's like risen up and coming against the church. Just a full attack against the church. And remember what Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. So that means it's a full frontal assault. It's an all-out war. And God is looking at every soul, and he's testing every soul. Why is he doing this? Because the kingdom is coming. The kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus is asking us. He's pleading with us. I have to give you what you want. So if our lives are focused on God, if our lives are focused on the church, the sacraments, the sacramentals, the sacred scripture, Now with the book of heaven, especially now with the book of heaven, God is going to show us how and why the evil one's going to lose. Because what he's doing, he has predestined us to live at this time. He's predestined us to desire what he, the Lord God Almighty, wants us to desire. And that is, I mean, he taught us one prayer in the Our Father. And now he's saying, I want you to begin to live this prayer. May your kingdom come on earth, in this dust, on earth as it is in heaven. Breathe in me, in this dust, this earth, your image and likeness. And that's what the book of heaven brings. It brings the not the image. The image came through holy baptism, now the likeness of God. So he says this. Louisa says this. Then Jesus takes my hand, and he removes the rings which he has given to me when he espoused himself to me. And one of them he found intact, and the rest he dusted with his breath, and he placed them back on her hand. Okay, this is something that's very, very important. I think I left it on the other table over there. On the Feast of Corpus Christi is the renewal of our mystical marriage. Now, all of us have the mystical marriage. How? How can that possibly be? Only the saints have the mystical marriage. Only the great saints have the mystical marriage. Well, Jesus tells Louisa, this is how you're going to begin to live in the divine will with the mystical marriage. So as we link ourselves to Louisa, we also can receive this mystical marriage because of what she has done, not what we have done. But when we become one with Louisa, this mystical marriage takes place. You buy your ring, you have a wedding ring, you have another ring, and you wear it. And you accept Jesus' proposal for marriage. You accept it. And what happens at that point is God begins to show you his great love for you, and that you are not a slave or servant. Remember, the saints were to know, love, and serve God. Okay, that was for through redemption. Now in sanctification, Jesus tells Louisa, he wants us, the little children of the holy divine will, to know, love, and possess God. Mutual possession, God possessing us and us possessing God, as God planned in the beginning, when Adam, before Adam sinned. So he looks at us, and this is what he does. He wants to espouse himself to us. We have to accept his proposal. And then he wants us to remain perfect. Remember, he says, you must be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's all based on love. The divine will is all love. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin with the divine will. I mean, we all sin. But when the ultimate comes, we will be free of all worry, all fear, all anxiety, all complaints, all negativity, all sin. This is what he did with Louisa. This is what he wants to do with us. Now, some people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. I don't have to go to confession anymore. That's baloney, because every one of us sins every day. The scripture says the just man sins seven times a day. The just man. We are in anticipation of what God is going to bring. What God is going to bring is a new heavens and a new earth. What God is going to bring is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Remember what John Paul II said. This was on the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. St. John Paul II said on May 14th, 2004, he says, we are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly anymore. What the priest says every day at Holy Mass, when he puts the drop of water into the chalice, this is what the book of heaven is all about. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. This is what God's got planned for us. And he wants this breath of God constantly breathing in us. He wants this light of God constantly radiating us. He wants this love of God to emanate from us continuously. So when you're in your family, when you're with your family, who is really there? It's Jesus. He's breathing in your breathing. He's beating in your heart beating. He's gazing in your gazing. He's speaking in your speaking. He's listening in your listening. Who would not be happy in that home? Who would not be filled with joy in that home where Jesus is? And that's what he's saying. He's saying, I want you to begin to have this breath of God. I want you to be ignited and consumed for the love of God and the love of neighbor. I want you to enter into this abundant life and to be filled with the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So Jesus says this. Louisa says this. Upright operating keeps divine love always lit within the soul. So that's what we want to focus on, this upright living. With the upright operating, it is not many breaths that light this divine fire in the soul, but one continuous breath that keeps it always lit. And it is only the omnipotent breath of God. So now when you breathe, begin to focus on that omnipotent breath of God as God breathed into the dirt, breathed into the dust. Breathe in me, Jesus. May have the Holy Spirit breathe in me this breath of God, this life of God, this light of God, this love of God. Let it fill me as you first desired mankind to possess. Fill me with this divine light. Fill me with this divine breath. Fill me with this divine love, this divine life. And the Lord says, I have to give you what you want. So this is what we do. In the divine will, we're learning how this is going to happen and why this is going to happen. Because of what he has done with Louisa Picaretta. What he has done with Louisa is astonishing. What he wants to do with us is as astonishing. But for us, he says, like you said in sacred scripture, you can have it 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, I will give you. So if we say, and I've heard a lot of people say, well, this is enough for me. That's all I need. All I need is just a little. I want to get in the door of heaven. That's all I want. God says, fine. I've had people say, all I want to do is get to purgatory. Purgatory, the flames of hell, so according to St. Thomas Aquinas, are the flames of purgatory, but they're not everlasting. The flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. I don't want to experience that at all. And Jesus said this to Louisa. If you die living in the divine will, he says the flames of purgatory will have no part of you. He says, because how can God be purged? If God is really living in you, if God is really reigning in you, how can God be purged? And that means you give up everything of yours. You live in your nothingness. And that's why it's so important to let God reign in you. To experience Eden when you're outside. You know, having Jesus gaze at the clouds. Have Jesus gaze in my gazing. Love the Father. Praise the Holy Spirit. Give glory to God the way you wanted from the beginning. The way you did it when you were alive on earth. Adore, look at the blue sky. Gaze in my gazing, listen in my listening, breathe in my breathing. See, Jesus wants to reign in us. May your kingdom come on earth, this dust, and reign in me as you reign in heaven, as you reign in the saints in heaven. So this is what he's saying. This continuous breath of God always keeps this fire alive in us. And it is only the omnipotent breath of God that we're looking for. Volume 10, 10:15, 1911. This morning, Blessed Jesus made himself seen burning with love. The breath that came out of him was so inflamed that it seemed to be enough to burn everyone with divine love if they wanted. So I said to Jesus, Jesus, my love, how burning is your breath? Burn everyone. Give love to everyone, especially those who want it. That's us. This is the prayer of Louisa. She experienced this burning love of God. Now, when we see fire, what do we see? Today's the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Feast of St. Peter and Paul. Yesterday was the Feast of the Sacred Heart. When we see the fire that's coming, it's going to be the fire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's the love of the new Adam and of the new Eve coming upon earth. That's what's coming. Jesus' heart is burning with love for us. Mary's heart is burning in love with us. It is surrounded by thorns, surrounded by roses. surrounded by flames, surrounded by being pierced. This is what Jesus is asking. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He really wants us to possess this. This is what God desires. So he's looking at us. He's looking at us with great desire. He's looking at us with, do you understand what I'm going to do for you? Do you understand that this is a new beginning for mankind? This morning, blessed Jesus made himself seen burning with divine love. The breath came out of him was so inflamed that it seemed enough to burn every human being, past, present, and future, with divine love if they wanted it. See, when you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you want to be with Jesus. You long to be with Jesus. You make this discipline to spend time with Jesus, and Jesus says, you really want to be with me? Watch what I will do. And what happens is your heart is on fire. Your heart is in love. You don't go into the visit of the Blessed Sacrament reading a book. You look at him. You praise him. You love him. You glorify him. You worship him as the true God who he is. And this is why it says what God is doing is he's asking us to desire how much we want this. You want it 100-fold? Then Jesus says, prove it. Prove it. So that means you have no time for anything else. You have no time for movies or for music or for television or any other books. You have no time. Your time is short. Jesus says, don't lose one moment of your life not adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, blessing him. What does that mean? Jesus alive in you. You know, this is what he's looking for. He says, with the upright operation, Jesus says, it may not be breaths that light this divine fire in the soul, but the one continuous breath that always keeps it lit. Sorry, I'm going to say it's the omnipotent breath of God. He says, this breath that came out of him is so inflamed that it seems to be enough to burn everyone, past, present, and future. So I said to Jesus, and this is, we repeat, this is what the Echo book is all about. We repeat the prayers that Louisa prayed. My Jesus, my love, how burning is your breath? Burn everyone, give everyone, give divine love to everyone, especially those who want it. Now, you pray for your family, you pray for your friends, you pray for your neighbors, you pray for your coworkers, you pray for your parishioners, you pray for all mankind. And this is what we're asking. Jesus, burn them with your love. Let them know your love. Let them know how beautiful you are, how perfect you are, how loving you are. And Jesus says, remember Our Lady said it, the few faithful will save the many. As we pray, God answers our prayer. Believe that you have received it. Pray, believe that you have received it, and it is yours, Scripture says. Jesus wants to answer your prayers. You pray in the divine will. Jesus and Mary will show you how to pray in the divine will. And it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. Your prayers are always answered. Even if you don't see it immediately, you know they're going to be answered. So Jesus says this, my daughter, this is volume 12, 5, 10, 19, 20, 19, excuse me. 1917, my daughter, the creature is nothing other than my breath. Okay, if that is true, then we want Jesus to always reign in us. We want Jesus to breathe in our breathing. As I, God, breathe, I give divine life to everyone and everything. All life is in breathing. And if there is no breathing, the heart can no longer, the heart no longer beats, the blood no longer circulates, the hands remain inactive, the mind feels intelligence dies, and so with all the rest. So with the whole of human life, it is receiving and in giving this breath. But while with my divine breath, I give life and motion to all creatures with my holy breath, I now want to sanctify them. Do you see what God's doing? The Father is created. The Son is redeemed, and now through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to be sanctified. This is the whole reason for the divine will. He says, I want to love them. I want to embellish them. I want to enrich them, etc. In giving me the breath they receive, They send me offenses, rebellions, ingratitude, blasphemies, denials, and all the rest. So he's saying this. He breathes into us his divine life. We breathe out to him human misery, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And that's why he says, when they breathe back, they give me offenses, rebellions, ingratitudes, blasphemies, denials, and all the rest. So I send them pure, my breath as purity, pure, and it comes back to me impure. See, he's saying to us, breathe in my breathing, and then keep it and give me back my breath. Breathe in the divine will, breathe out the divine will. What is the divine will? This Father saying, I love you. And we're saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you see how you can't be sad in the divine will? You can't be unhappy in the divine will. You are in love in the divine will. This goes back to the mystical marriage. You have to begin with this marriage. It's love. It's intimacy with God. So he says, I send them my breath as pure, and it comes back to me impure. I send my breath in blessing, and they come back to me cursing. I send my breath all love, and it comes back offending me deep into my most innermost sacred heart. But love, Jesus says, makes me, Jesus, continue to send breath, divine breath, to maintain these machines of the human lives. Otherwise, they would no longer function. They would all end up in ruin. So we see what God is doing. He knows that since the sin of Adam, we're a fallen nature. And Jesus came and redeemed us, bringing his Blessed Mother to co-redeem with him on Calvary. What happens at this? For the last 2,000 years, we have been redeemed. But he says, you give me back misery. You give me back, you know, it makes me hurt within my sacred heart. He says, I want you to begin to be sanctified, to learn how to give back to God what is God's. God breathes in this divine I love you. We breathe back his divine I love you. It's not mine. I've taken it and given it back to him. God wants divine things. Now, how do we know this as Catholics? Well, let's look at the priest. When the priest is at the altar and says, this is my body, a human, this is my body, he's been ontologically changed. And what happens? He, the Lord God Almighty, obeys the priest. When the priest says, I absolve you of all your sins, it's a human. And a lot of people go, well, I don't need a human to do that. No, he's been ontologically changed through ordination. And he gives back, he gives that person God's forgiveness. God obeys again. Now, as Catholics, we understand this. Jesus now wants to bring about sanctification, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Again, what did Pope St. John Paul II say in 2004? You're going to learn a new and divine way of holiness. When did he say this? He said this on the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. Who was St. Honorable de Francia? He was Luisa's spiritual director, her confessor. He read the first 19 volumes. He learned the first 19 volumes. And he was supposedly the first one to die living in the divine will. Why? He knew what Jesus said to Luisa. God is now saying to us, I want you to know what I said to my little newborn. So he says this. My daughter, you have heard how the human life is maintained. It is by my divine breath. So today, I could not fuse myself with Jesus because he himself came and occupied he kept me occupied in his breath. So here, Jesus gives another beautiful blessing to Luisa. And what? How she says, I couldn't fuse myself. Why? I was one with God. I was with him, occupied with his divine breathing. Volume 13, 10:27, 1921. I, the eternal word, Jesus Christ, could not have descended if Mary, my most blessed mother, had not her distinct prerogative and the breath, the divine breath, had not breathed into her as a new creation, to the point of rendering the Blessed Mother, admirable to everyone and superior to all created things. So the first thing Jesus wants us to know is that Louisa is the little daughter of the divine will. Mary is the mother and queen. She had divine breath in her. She was a new creation. She was superior to all created things. And then he says this, now Louisa, the same is going to happen to you. You're not going to become my mother as in naturally, but he says, my first humanity, my holy humanity wanted to have a stable dwelling in you, Louisa, in order to prepare you. And then, like soul to the body, in giving you the life of my divine will. So he says, I wanted you to begin like Mary, but not she isn't Mary. She's the little daughter of Our Lady. You know, like mother, like daughter. How many daughters have I seen? You look at the daughter, then you look at the mother, and you go, boy, there's a clone there. This is what Jesus is saying. What I did with my mother as mother and queen, now we have a newborn, Louisa, the firstborn in the divine will, the first human born of original sin. You're not going to be the Blessed Mother, but you're going to be like her. You see what God's doing? So he wants us to know where it's going to begin for us. If we are linked to Louisa, we can also possess this gift. Volume 13, 114, 1922. My daughter Louisa, let us go back together into your bed. What you see is the Most Holy Trinity, which holds all creatures as though in the palm of its hand, and as though from its mere breath it gives life, it preserves, it purges, it delights. There is no creature which does not hang upon this triune God. Here, what Jesus is saying to Louisa is, I remember on the day, the week before I got ordained, I fasted for 3 days, and I climbed a mountain, and it was, I didn't have any water, I didn't have any food for 3 days. I climbed up to the top of the mountain, and there was snow up there, and I fell on the ground I was dying of thirst, and all I was doing was eating snow, and this is why I'm saying this. I got up to the top of the mountain to see God. Okay, I wanted to. this is me, and I fell on the ground eating snow, and then I had to slide all the way down the mountain because I couldn't walk. I was so exhausted. I got down at the bottom of the mountain, and I went into the chapel down. I was at a retreat house, and I said to the Lord, I went up to the top of the mountain to see you, but I didn't find anything. And he goes, it was like I heard, I didn't hear anything, but it was like, I was here. Why did you have to go all the way up there? It's the same thing here. In your bed, you will see the Most Holy Trinity. You don't have to climb a mountain. Jesus is within. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is within. The Holy Trinity holds all creatures as though in the palm of its hand. As though from its mere breath, it gives divine life, it preserves, it purges, it delights, and there's no creature that does not possess this. You don't have to do anything to experience God. You don't have to climb a mountain. You don't have to fast for 3 days or 3 nights. What Jesus is asking is that you seek Him with all your mind, all your heart, inside. That's where Jesus, when you're baptized, it's the residence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you make a good confession, your sins are forgiven and forgotten. When you do the Divine Mercy Novena, even the temporal punishment due to sin is gone. What Jesus is looking for is that you seek Him where you are. If you're in bed, you will find Him. You know, He's not a million miles away. He's closer to us than our own breath. This is what Jesus is saying to Louisa. And what's He doing? He's breathing in you. He's breathing in your breathing. He's beating in your heart beating. He's giving you life. He's preserving you. He's purging you of all that is not of Him. And He gives you heavenly delights. Volume 14, 2, 17, 19, 22. My love is always an act of wanting to give new pledges of divine love to the soul. And as soon as it seems that my divine will takes its the operating and directing role of giving itself to creature. Listen to this. My divine love makes feast, its festivity. It runs, it flies towards the soul. It makes itself the cradle of man. Think about that. You know, Jesus was put into the manger. He became the food of us. He's the manger. He's the food in the house of bread. And now he says, what I want is I want you to recognize that I am holding you in my arms. You're with me. And this is one of the reasons why we hold the cross. He holds us in his arms and we hold him in our arms. And it seems that if she does not rest in its cradle, it rocks her, it sings for her, it makes her rest and sleep on its lap. And while she sleeps, it breathes into her mouth and gives her new life of love. And if it sees from her interrupted breath that her heart is not happy, with this breath that it sends to her, my divine love forms for the soul the cradle in her heart to take away from her all the bitternesses and the hindrances and the bothers and makes the soul happy with divine love, not human love. Divine love. This is the fire. This is the breath of God. That our God, he says, I want you to allow me to hold you. I want you to allow me to rock you. I mean, you have to remember, Jesus calls Louisa the little newborn of the divine will. We are also little newborns. Newborns have round feet. You can't walk with them. A little newborn has bowed legs. You can't walk with them. Has these pudgy little hands, a little newborn. Jesus says, I will take care of you. Now, this is what sanctification is all about. You know, the saints have taught us to build churches, to build monasteries, to build schools. That's not what St. Louis de Montfort says. He says, in the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. God is doing this. This is why a lot of the religious have a difficult time with the divine will, because they say, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. And the divine will is Jesus is doing it. It doesn't mean that you do nothing. It says, when you go outside, Jesus, gaze in my gazing, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, dance in my dancing, swim in my swimming, God is doing it. We're allowing him to be the Lord of our life. Not just in a personal relationship with Jesus, but an intimate relationship with Jesus. He says to Louisa, the human will is arms with no hands. The human will is legs with no feet. He says, what the divine will is legs with God's hands. arms with God's hands. Legs with God's feet. God is doing it. God is walking. God is talking. God is breathing. We're giving him permission to be the Lord of our life in every thought, word, and deed. So, volume 14, 3:21-22. Continuing in my usual state, and her state was suffering, I was thinking again about the holy divine will, and my always lovable Jesus clasped me in his arms, and he sighed intensely. I felt his breath descend into my heart, and he told me, my daughter, my divine will, my omnipotent breath gives you the life of my divine will. Do you see where this divine will is coming from? Breathe in. It's Jesus breathing in your breathing. Jesus, breathe in my breathing in the most holy divine will. He takes us at our word, and he does that. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. He says, it is my omnipotent breath that gives you life, the life of my divine will. In fact, for the one who does my holy divine will, my divine will administers to the soul its breath as life, as breath upon the soul. It moves away from her all that does not belong to me, and she breathes nothing but air of my divine will. Do you see what's happening? Everything moves away from us that is not of God. You're going to experience this. It moves away from her all that does not belong to me. She breathes nothing but the air of my most holy divine will. Do you see what God is doing? This is the time of sanctification. This is the new and divine way of holiness. And just as this air is inhaled and exhaled by the same for the soul, it is a continuous receiving of me and of giving herself to me at each breath. You breathe in this I love you and you give back to God a divine I love you. Do you see what God is doing? He's really beginning to teach us how to live the way he lived, how to live the way Mary lived. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary. So he says this. In fact, for the one who does my will administers to her its breath as life, its breath upon her. It moves her away from her all that does not belong to God. She breathes nothing but air of my divine will. And just as the air is inhaled and exhaled, the same for the soul. It is continuous receiving of me and of her giving of herself to me at each breath, each heartbeat, each step. Volume 14, 6, 9, 22. Therefore, my divine will wants to expand your capacity. This is what God does when you read each word that he speaks in the book of heaven. He says is a divine life. As you read it again, your capacity has expanded to receive more from God. Therefore, my divine will wants to expand your capacity to be able to find this rest. No, I am. Listen, he's using his name as God. I am not content if my divine will does not find a place in you, everything that others should have given to me. This is your family. This is your friends. This is your neighbors. This is everyone who's not Catholic. You're giving back to God what is God's for everyone, in the name of everyone and everything. So he seemed to breathe over my intelligence, and it remained as though chained as many threads of light for as many created minds, humans, that came out of the hands of our Creator. And each thread of light said, glory, gratitude, honor to my God, thrice holy. Do you see what we're doing? We're praising God, glorifying God, worshiping God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. And Jesus says, ah, now I, God, can rest. I, God, can find the acquittal of the intelligence of creation in the created minds is fused with the uncreated mind. Okay, what does that mean? That means you're worshiping God for every plant and animal. Every vegetable, every mineral. I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you. Sun and moon, praise the Lord. Listen to the Canticle of Daniel. Sun and moon, praise the Lord. Nights and days, praise. You're praising that God with your voice. They are praising God with your voice. Afterwards, Jesus leaned his head upon my heart, and he seemed that he could not find complete rest. So he placed his mouth upon my heart, and he breathed into it. At each breath of Jesus, my heart became larger. That's every word that you read in the divine will. This is what happens. He says, and he added, my daughter, I am determined to rest. Therefore, I want to breathe into your heart so much as to place in your heart all the divine love which all the rest of your creation should give to me. My rest cannot be perfect if I do not find the requital of the love that came out of me. Therefore, I, God, want to find in your heart the divine love that everyone should give me. My holy divine will shall make this prodigy in you, Louisa, and the little children of the holy divine will. And your heart shall have a note for everyone which shall say to me, love, divine love. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. God has great plans, and he needs us to cooperate. So I'll end there, and we'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.